Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Do you know every single person's favorite person on this earth?
Jonathan Van Ness.
He's the best single person, and we're so happy since his birth.
Jonathan Van Ness.
We're so happy he's now on Earwolf with his great show, Getting Curious. We're so lucky to have him. He's not as lucky having us.
Oh, on Getting Curious, Jonathan explores anything and everything under the sun. And you know him from Queer Eye, so you know that this podcast is number one and super fun. And after you're done binge-watching Queer Eye Season 2, you can get to know a different side of the people he brings to you with special episodes from Anthony Caramo and Tom.
Get curious
with Jonathan
JBN.
Van
N. Get curious with JBN. Where to begin with JBN? You should get curious.
We're so lucky to have him. He's less lucky having us. Subscribe to Getting Curious now wherever you listen. Of the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one is Zach Reno.
We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys. We got producer Dana on the drums, now with sticks.
With if rods.
Rods.
With rods.
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 Now with rods.
Now with more rods. But guys, we've done it again. We have yet to not do this.
Having guests every week. Keep
boom,
that guest
boom,
streak alive.
Boom. You know him from the Dumbbells podcast, a ton of hilarious performances, upcoming season of Wrecked. It's
Eugene Cordero!
Now with more sticks!
Now with more sticks!
I brought my own sticks to just have in my pocket.
That's good.
What kind of sticks you got?
Chopsticks. That was two on the nose. Was it?
No, I brought some corn dogs. The sticks inside of corn dogs?
Just the sticks. So... chopsticks.
Yeah.
Oh, skewers.
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 Rounded edged skewers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What do you got?
Oh, I got just the game pickup sticks.
Good.
Ooh.
Good.
How does that work again? There's a marble?
No, there's a bunch of sticks.
There's a bunch of sticks.
You throw those sticks on in a pile.
Uh-huh.
And they're all different colors.
That's right.
And you only need one color. And you got to grab those. Is that right?
Yeah, or they're like, they're of different amounts. So like there's a lot of green ones, and green's only worth
yes,
5 points.
And you've got to move the one stick without moving any of the other sticks.
Wait, what's the game where there's like a tube, and then the sticks are in the tube? Is the
Don't
same
break
makers?
The ice?
Well, maybe, yeah.
That's called Marble Danger.
Yeah, or Marble Danger, I think. Marble. Yeah.
Was there a board game you remember from growing up that like you wanted but never got?
Mousetrap. The game is called Mousetrap.
Really?
It's called
you
Mousetrap.
Never got that. You never got it?
Mousetrap.
Well, guess what we brought?
Oh my God, guys, you can't see in the studio right now, but there's a game of Mousetrap and I'm very excited to play on it.
I think it was that. Were there any games that you did have that no one else had that were crazy? Because I had some weird games.
I had this. I'm upset that I don't know what the name of it is. But it was like this wooden board that had like you'd use shells and you go around the board and like
Moncala.
Yeah.
Moncala is great. That I love Moncala.
That had a craze at my school.
Did it?
Mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing some nods around the studio. Moncala.
Everyone played Moncala.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, if you play Moncala, hit us up with that hashtag all of the Moncala. I don't know how that's spelled, but you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit us up with that.
Please find out how it's spelled.
But we'll look up every different spelling possibility.
Just hit
for
tag
it.
Off book. We'll find
you. We'll find you.
I've had this game called like Escape from Mega Mountain, which was basically it was like a weird little diorama that had like a volcano and a spaceship, and your piece was a marble.
Did you have to plug it in?
No.
Okay.
This was strictly analog. Does that mean not digital?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Did
and you would just put the marble, I don't know what you, I think you probably like rolled dice and then moved the marble around.
It seems weird to move a marble as a piece.
Yeah.
Well, you would move it and it had little grooves that it set in, and then sometimes, a la Mousetrap, you would like roll it down the side of the volcano and it would like be in a track.
Oh, that sounds very fun. It was called Escape from Mega Mountain.
Or something like that.
Hmm.
Truly, I've never met anyone else that's played this game.
I had a game that was called Pizza Party. Did you guys have Pizza Party?
Was it just you and your friends eating pizza? Because that's not a game. That's just like a...
That is a game. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who gets the last piece?
That's also, a greedy teenager?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Every meal when I was growing up was a game. So
who eats all the food?
Pizza Party, which I've seen, there's been some nods, so I know this is not the same as your Escape from Mega Mountain, but just for the listeners who don't know about Pizza Party, it's a memory-based game where, like, you have a slice and you turn over all these toppings.
Yes, was the commercial party, Pizza Party. No, I'm not kidding.
If it wasn't, it needed to be.
Okay, look it up. I think that was the commercial.
Yeah.
Party. Pizza Party! There was more lyrics to it, but...
Yeah, we'll do them right now. We cut to a filming of a commercial for a pizza party. And action!
Party! Pizza party! Party! Pizza party! Party! Pizza party!
Everyone's got pizza and everyone's got to party! A party, no, there is no stopping. Every single slice you can pick out your toppings. If you want a little extra, just say please. You know, if you have a dietary restriction, don't have cheese.
At this party, pizza party, party, pizza party, party, pizza party.
And if everyone can go back to one.
I didn't put my makeup on yet.
Well, why'd you come to set?
I forgot. I didn't read the email that said, come camera ready.
We're filming and we had to go, so let's do it again. It seems like everyone's ready, so let's just do it one more time.
To be honest, this is my first set job.
Oh, you're doing great.
Party. Pizza party.
Is that the line? Is that the line?
Party.
Okay, can't do that in the middle of the thing again.
Got party. Pizza party. Party.
And if you could stop playing with the lights.
Sorry, and I'm not supposed to look directly into camera, right?
No, not until we say look directly into camera.
Got it. And these are all supposed to be my friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you could stop shoving them away from the
right.
Slice.
Okay, I couldn't read the cue cards, and I realized that's not a cue card. It's just a bounce.
Yeah, also, that's not your line, so you don't need to read the cue cards that are coming out.
Party.
You
just
party, oh, pizza,
sorry.
Party.
Oh, no. Oh, okay, I got
okay.
It wrong.
And action again.
Party. Pizza party. Party. Pizza party.
Yeah, yeah.
Party. Pizza party.
Everyone's got pizza, and everyone's got to party.
We're all friends, and we're here to say that playing pizza's the way to game. My name is Jeremy, and this is my friend here next to me.
Hi, I'm...
How are we gonna go one more time because, Ed, you only have the one line, so say it at the moment and then nod again.
Right.
We get it, you're Ed. You're a very good friend, so just say it right after me. And also, that was a little bit slowly, more slowly than I would have thought the line would go. One more time, and you've got it. I know.
Hey, I'm Ed, you know. These are my friends, we gotta go to a party. We'll have fun, and it'll be for everyone.
Whoa. Party! Pizza party! Party! Pizza party!
Bring it home!
Party! Pizza party!
That was really good. Really good, everyone. Hey, what did you say?
Ed,
person
Ed.
Playing Ed. Oh, your name?
Oh, oh yeah. Sorry, I thought we were still staying in character.
Sure.
Philippe.
Philippe.
Yes.
That was great.
Thank you.
This is your first set you've been on before?
Here is my headshot.
I don't.
Oh, you don't need it?
We're filming.
Okay. Well, yeah. I play a doc. I have three pictures.
I'll take
it. Composite.
Sure. Oh, yeah. There's one. Let's see the one as a doctor.
Yes.
There's one with. Is it a tennis racket?
Yes. And then the third one is a veterinarian.
So two of them look very. Which one is the doctor? Which one is the veterinarian?
The doctor, I have a stern look. The veterinarian, I'm smiling.
Sure.
Because, you know, when you deal with people, you have to be straightforward. With your
For
deal
sure.
with animals.
With dogs, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Great.
You just don't want them to bite you in the face, is what I've heard. What?
Well, I think, Philippe, you have all the makings of a star.
Wait a minute. I've seen you. In black and white pictures?
That's right. I used to be the biggest star around until this town decided I was old news. But I'll tell you what, kid. I know the ins and outs of all these dark and twisty turns of Holly Weird.
This is Mrs. Violet Moving Picture.
That's what I thought. I've never heard anybody speak your name in person.
Yes, I prefer them not to every time I'm supposed to get a royalty, but the union has told me times have changed! We can't monetize people talking in the street, even though back when I had a contract at MGM...
Whoa!
They used to give me pennies and dimes for every time someone said... Violet.
Moving pictures.
Wow.
And Philippe.
I hear you can get a check now for 1 cent.
It's true.
I've gotten one.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh.
Anyways, I'm Philippe Velasquez.
I know, Philippe. And this AD here giving you a bit of his time, giving you a bit of a runaround about your professionalism, doesn't see what I see.
What?
True talent.
Really?
Yes. You know, when the cameras used to stop on me, I, too, would introduce myself as the character I just played because that's how hard it was for me to break out of what I had just done.
Amazing.
And when I saw you do that as I was walking by this pizza parlor that they've rented out for the day, I thought, I have to get in there.
Yeah,
and
this is
usually...
And they
said, man, this is a closed set. And I said, I'm Violet Moving Picture.
Wow.
And they left to find out who I was. And in the meantime, I snuck in.
That's where everyone went.
I see. You know, this. I think this space is usually a coffee shop. They turned it into a pizza parlor.
That's
it's
fun.
Neat.
And that's fun.
Neat. Yeah. It's kind of neat
and
what
that's the
Hollywood
magic.
Could do.
And that's the magic.
Oh. Can I just tell you some of my favorite performances that you've done?
Yes. If you didn't offer to, I would have made you.
Okay. I loved you in the... I loved you in two movies.
Okay.
I loved you in... Boom, Boom, Here Comes Hollywood.
Ah, yes. Boom, Boom, Here Comes Hollywood. What a fine picture.
You played that giant.
Yes. That giant woman who came to say, Hollywood, make room for me.
Yeah. Great movie. I watched it as a kid all the time. My parents used to say, now, if you're ever going to become an actor, you'd want to be in a movie like this, Boom, Boom, Hollywood.
I love your parents.
Yeah. They were great.
Oh, an orphan.
Oh, yeah, they did give me up, too. We'd watch these movies together and then...
Oh, sorry, I just maybe assumed they had passed, which would make
you
an orphan.
No, they're still around. We'd see... When I was a kid, I would watch a bunch of movies with them, one of them being Boom Boom Hollywood, the other one being another one of your movies.
Yes.
Chicka... it was like, it was in a different language, but I read it as Chicka Chicka.
That's right, Chicka Chicka.
Yeah.
Where I played a nightclub owner.
Yes, yes. It felt too adult for me, but my parents would let me watch it. Little to my knowledge, that next morning I'd wake up and be alone.
I'm so sorry, Philippe. What a hard life you've had. I think I recognize something that I've experienced myself in you. Another reason why I think you should let me adopt you and be your sole manager.
Whoa. You'll be my manager and adopt me?
That's right. That's why I was about to say momager.
Whoa.
What? Will you?
I mean, yeah. I know I'm making the decision right away, but I think it works.
Good. Climb aboard your future. Boom, boom, Hollywood. Should you be with me? You know you should. Boom, boom, Hollywood. Here we go. Your dreams, they could be bigger than I ever was, but maybe more likely slightly bigger than me, because I'm Violet, moving picture, a picture of Hollywood.
What are you gonna do for me, though? Like, as a mom and as a manager?
As a mom, I'll make you snacks. As your manager, I'll tell you, just relax. Your check is in the mail. As a mom, I'll say, here is a shovel and also a pail. And as your manager, I'll open up doors. And as your mom, I'll sweep all your floors. But as either, I'm gonna make you a star. Boom, boom, Hollywood. Come with me, you know you should.
Would you make me mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
Would you make me in commercials saying please?
Sing,
may I have another? Can I have another snack and part?
Yes, to both.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, Hollywood. Come with me, you know you should. Another chance to make Hollywood mine.
Wow. So would I change my last name from Velasquez to Moving Pictures?
Absolutely not. There's only room for one moving picture in this town, and it's me. Philippe Velasquez will be the name on the tip of everyone's tongue.
Really? Because the last name feels a little hard for even me to say out loud.
Is it?
A little bit. Velasquez?
Velasquez?
Okay, you got it.
And more market share to these visual mediums. Movies, internet videos. When is it gonna be radio's turn again? When is it gonna time to when are people gonna realize they need to shut their eyes and open up their minds?
Hey, boss.
Yeah.
Can we turn the lights on in here?
No, this is better in darkness.
Hey, boss.
What do you need to see? What do you need to see so bad, Ryan?
Hey, boss, please. Honestly, we keep stubbing our toes.
Yeah, we keep stubbing our toes, and it feels like really murky and sad in here.
Ryan, shut up.
Okay.
Lochte, shut up. I don't want to hear from any of you anymore, okay? It's got to be dark because I need you two to realize that there ain't nothing in this world that isn't better with your eyes shut. You just take it in with your ears. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mr. Phelps.
Yes.
We get it, Mr. Phelps. You love radio.
I love radio. I love everything that goes into your ears. And we gotta do something to turn the tables here. Because video killed the radio star. And now video's killing everyone else.
Oh, no. Do we need to run away from some sort of monster video?
What?
Who can, like, open up his little DVD mouth and chomp you?
Lochte, what the hell are you talking about?
You said video killed the radio star, and I got nervous.
Metaphorically speaking, the times have changed.
I can't read your face and get context because of how dark it is. So I have no choice but to take everything literally.
Yeah. Listen. Can I just put, like, just bring the lights to dim? Like, just a light dim.
Okay, yeah, we can bring them up a little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay.
I need the both of you to see the light that you don't need the light to see. You gotta know there's nothing in this world that's not better experienced orally. You can put good sounds into your ears. Your eyes, they're gonna deceive ya. Everything is better when it's audio only, believe ya. And that's why I'm starting Stitcher Premium. Stitcher Premium. Every other medium is dumb. That's why I'm starting Stitcher Premium.
So wait a second, you're gonna start with a pay?
Yeah.
Are you gonna open with a paywall?
I'm gonna open with a paywall.
Well, that seems like... How are you gonna get like those initial listens and build like a fan base?
No, listen, you gotta understand something. Ain't nothing in this world that you're gonna cherish gonna come for free. The real good stuff you gotta pay for. You always pay for it eventually. And in this world, the very best things, there's not even a picture, 'cause you can hear it in your ears, that premium content exclusively from Stitcher. Stitcher Premium. Stitcher Premium. Everything else is very dumb unless it's Stitcher Premium. I hear you talking about other subscription services, can't even say their name, but I promise you that every single one of them is not good and is not the same. And so if you want that premium content, and if you want it all, you'll find that it's worth it to pay the low price to knock down that paywall. Stitcher Premium. Stitcher Premium. The very best things that have ever been sung are exclusively on Stitcher Premium. Yeah, use an offer code. That's it. We'll use offer codes.
I don't understand. I don't understand, Philippe. This is meant to be where you're supposed to shoot your first guest star on a television show, but this whole set has been closed down. It's dark and murky.
Scary.
What? Oh, hi. Are you here? What are you here for?
Well, we're meant to be shooting a part for my son and client, Philippe Vasquez.
This is my momager.
Oh yeah, we had that. No, that we had, this building got bought.
Are you okay?
What?
Okay. Are you okay?
I swallowed a lime.
A whole
lime.
Wow. Oh, you put the lime in your throat, you
and
nut?
And I drank it both out. I put the lime in the throat, me nut. Thought I'd feel better. Put the lime in my throat. I think, you know, whatever. Put the lime in my throat, you nut. Then I tried to swallow. Now it's stuck in. You can understand what happened.
Yeah, I got it.
It's still there, and it makes me sound weird.
You see how this town gobbles people up? Yeah. That's why you need someone strong to guide you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mom. Anyway, this place got bought, so they're not filming here today. I think it's some sort of a...
What is it now?
Yeah, it's real dark, so it's hard to tell, but I think I saw them moving a lot of, like, audio equipment around inside.
No!
Audio?
Audio?
Goodbye. Are you saying goodbye to me in Spanish?
Adios. Audio?
Okay, bye.
Did you say audio?
Yeah,
audio.
Audio.
Huh.
Am I saying that wrong?
No.
Is that how that word's pronounced?
I couldn't tell you.
Audio.
I only speak an mid-Atlantic accent.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
This is my mom.
Are you Violet Moving Picture?
Give me a dime.
Oh, here you go. Here's the dime.
Thank you.
I loved you in Boom Boom, Here Comes Hollywood.
Thank you. Where I play a giant.
Oh, and oh my gosh, Chica Chica?
Yes, where I play a nightclub owner.
I thought you were going to bring up a third movie called Pants.
No, I only loved you in two movies.
Yes, they were my top grossing pictures.
Pants was good too, but it's not, I mean, it's no boom, boom, here comes Hollywood.
She had to share this screen with somebody else playing a leg.
It's true.
Yeah, who was your co-star? Who was the other leg in the movie Pants?
Ah, yes, Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, right.
Oh, no.
Anyway,
audio equipment. I think I know who's at the bottom of this, Philippe.
Who?
My nemesis and ex-lover, Michael Phelps.
The producer?
Someone said my name. Give me a dime. Oh, Violet.
Oh, hello, Phelps.
It's been a while.
It's been too long.
You look just as beautiful as the last day I saw you, which was never, because I'm blind.
Yes, but the first time you were in my presence, yes.
Hey, did you know Boss was blind?
You know, I kind of suspected it because of how come he loved the dark.
Ryan, yeah. Lochte, this is a moment, Ryan.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, Boss, sorry,
We didn't realize it, and then every time we did turn up the lights a little bit, you were like, too much, and we didn't understand how you would know.
Sure, so let me...
Okay.
So you can be legally blind.
Got it.
Without actually being 100% blind.
You can see shades.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is why I had to cut it off with the brightest shining star of all.
I knew I was too much from you from the moment we met, Phelps. Even though you looked like you'd be able to handle me with your broad shoulders and that V no one else can get. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Also, it looks like you're, your hands go down to your calves?
All the way down.
Jeez.
Oh, Boss, you got a unique and particular physique that I'm only being able to really understand now that I've seen you in the light.
Haven't seen him in the light.
I've been called sloth-like before.
But I love those long arms wrapped around me. Loved how your other senses were heightened. Even though you could barely see.
I love your bright shine. It lit up my eyes. Even though I am legally blind. And it hurt to be near you every time.
But as the days and weeks went on, we could tell that together we did not belong.
It just wasn't written in some higher power's plan. The brightest star and a legally blind man.
I loved how your ears, they were most of your head. And I loved you swimming up towards me lying.
And I love how you were always playing so cool. And whenever people were saying your name, you were screaming for residuals.
But it wasn't to be. No, not for you and I. No, no matter how much I wished on a star in a moonlit sky.
Two star-crossed lovers. That poor woman. Do some crooning now.
Oh, yeah, you got it, Boss, sure. Our boss once was in love.
It was dim, but it's no longer dim. It is bright, oh, so bright.
Now we got to know our boss better. Now we can all make better radio content together.
Between a movie star and a legally blind man. Legally blind man.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, how will these lovers fight over video and radio? Is there room for both? God, I hope so, personally. But what will happen with Philippe's career? And will Ryan Lochte ever figure out what's going on?
When we return to...
Boom, boom! Here
Here comes Hollywood!
Do you guys know that you spend like a lot of time asleep?
Like a third of your life, I think.
So why not sleep on like a really great mattress? It's got foam. It's doing good for the world. We love them. They're like our best buddies over here.
Specifically, Lisa Mattresses.
You guys know. You know that we love them. You know that for every 10 mattresses they sell, they donate one to a shelter through their 110 program. They plant a tree. They donate 1% of each employee's time to volunteer to local causes. These are true, actionable things that they're doing in the world that are amazing.
And we're like real believers here. I sleep on one every single night. I used to have back problems. My back feels so much better on this mattress. It's got 2 inches of Avena foam top layer for cooling and breathability. Keep me so cool. 2-inch memory foam middle layer for body contouring and pressure relief. Keep me so pressure relieved and body contoured. And 6-inch dense core support foam for durability and structure. You know, that mattress is going to last for forever, which works for sleepers of all sizes.
And now you can also include their Lisa pillow, blanket, foundation, and frame. No
all
wonder.
Of it.
It's Forbes top 20 startups to watch. So try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Available in US, UK, Germany, online.
This is on digital Germany. It's called Germany Online, where the people are pixels and the pixels are German.
And with free shipping, this 100% American-made mattress ships compressed in a box right to your door.
Or try it at the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC, and Virginia Beach, and over 80 West Elm stores nationwide.
Get $160 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook. That's leesa.com/offbook. Good night. No, keep listening.
Keep listening. But if it's night, have a good night.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
You know what happened.
There's people.
There's love.
There's conflict.
There's Hollywood.
This is the best version of the recap we've ever done.
Yeah, I stand by it.
Now, and back to it. Now.
How? I just want to say that if anyone wants to be in this nightclub, they're gonna have to befriend me first. Chica Chica.
I want to befriend her.
I want to befriend her too, but such a confident woman, how should I approach her?
Straight away, I would figure.
Straight away?
Yeah.
Is that not too bold? She's such a confident woman.
For a confident woman, you need a confident man.
Is that true?
Sure.
Confident woman
needs a confident man,
and I'll be a confident man
if she's a confident woman.
Yes, a confident woman
needs a confident man,
so I'll be a confident man
for that confident woman.
Oh yes, hello mister, you walked from across the bar, and I could tell that you can see I am a star. You know it's hard in these times for a woman to own a business, but I see that you are ready to get down with this.
She is an enterprising woman
who needs an enterprising man.
So I'll be an enterprising man
to that enterprising woman.
I'll tell her that I have started a business, and I will start one, cause I'm not a liar,
and she's not one either.
Yeah, it's a truthful business. Owning confident woman needs the same three qualities in her man. A truthful business owning confident woman needs the same three things in her man.
Oh, I just realized she's an analytical woman.
So she needs an analytical man.
So I'll be the confident woman, and a enterprising woman, and a analytical woman.
And all of those things, they combine to make me a C-O-N-I-D-E-N-T.
Confident woman.
Company woman. glad we're watching all of her movies together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's
one of my two favorites. And Chica, Chica.
That's my mom.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Your momager.
Yeah.
For sure.
She's my mom and my manager.
Okay. So she like, oh, so, okay. So like, she makes you feel good about yourself
yeah.
as a manager, but also she gave you like a pail and shovel as a mom.
Yes. Yeah. She also got me to take new headshots.
Oh, that's great, guys. See?
So, yeah. So there's 16 different jobs that I
do
in these.
Oh my gosh.
The first three are my classics.
Yep.
So I have my doctor.
Doctor, veterinarian. And tennis player.
Tennis player, yeah. Right. That's it. And then the next one is a man with a racket. And the one after that is...
Okay, so wait, is this like a racquetball player?
No, it's a similar racket to the tennis ball player.
Oh, no, it's the same racket.
Yes.
Oh, this is just man with a racket?
The one after that is a...
This is a guy who's got a racket but a bandana, so a rioting person, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's six.
This one looks like a pun comedian who says, this is a racket.
Yeah, this guy...
But he's got his hands over his ears like it's too loud.
But still has the racket still in his hand. Yeah. Okay. That was fun. That was real fun. That's just if I'm going to book some comedies.
If you got 16, you're going to like, some of them are going to be a little bit off the beaten path, yeah. I suppose.
The next one is just a headband, and that is rocker.
Good.
And then there's the headband is now over my eyes, and that's hostage.
Hostage?
Yeah.
Now there's another one over your eyes, but I guess it's, you got a bat in your hand, so it's playing pinata?
Yeah, it's pinata boy.
Great news.
Mom!
I got you a callback for pinata boy.
What?
Huh. Oh, the lime boy. Hello.
Yeah, I put the lime
in the throat, you nut.
In the nut.
Yeah.
I'm glad you became friends. Yeah, that's nice.
You guys were, you and Mr. Phelps were singing a song and stuff, so we were kind of
off
to the side.
Yeah. Wanted to go watch your movies. Yeah. I hadn't thought of them for a long time. We just finished Chica Chica, we watched Boom
Boom, Boom Here, Boom, comes, here Hollywood, comes Hollywood.
So we were going to move on to Pants later, but we hit the big two.
Yeah.
And I love that. Thank you so much.
You got
much.
A callback for Pinata Boy?
Yeah, and it was one of my pictures, so that's great. Thanks, Mom.
You're going to be great in this part. You have to just wear a blindfold and say, oh boy, here comes the candy, and hit a pinata.
I say, before I even hit it, I say, oh boy, here comes the candy?
Yeah, you know, in anticipation.
Oh, okay.
It's just sort of moment before.
Okay. Is there like a pin in me for this already? Or like,
you got it.
I got it?
You got it.
Oh,
what did
gosh.
I tell you? What did I tell you?
I'm friends with a star.
Yeah.
That's right, you are. Get ready.
And wait, I got a callback for Pinata Boy. This is for a...
It's for a feature film.
Wait, did you get a callback or did you book it?
I booked it. Sorry, I've only been as far as callbacks in the past.
Oh, you are.
And one pizza party.
I'm
commercial.
Sorry. Back when I was in the pictures, you would get a call back to tell you you got it.
Oh, they called you back on the phone and was like, "You've got the role."
That's right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. I forgot that callback has a different term now.
Should be called like a try one more time.
Yeah, a second round.
Can we see you one more time?
Yeah, this was. Sometimes there are multiple rounds. This is, we're calling you back to say you got it, baby.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, I'm so proud of my new friend.
Oh, thank you. Oh man, a feature film where I play a pinata boy. So I'll be in the credits.
That's right, you will. Oh, Philippe. Go, my sweet. Start your magical daydreams.
Quiet on set. Quiet on set. It is time to start filming this scene. Where is Pinata Boy?
I'm right here.
Ah, yes. We loved your tape so much.
Oh, thank you.
We love that you had a headshot specifically for this role.
Yeah, yeah. And if I put it all the way over my, on top, I can turn into a rocker.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, my God. All the way over your eyes, and I'm thinking you're a hostage now.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, okay, good. So, like, okay. Have you done a feature film before?
This is the first one.
It's very easy.
Okay.
Stand on your mark and listen to me. That's all you have to do to succeed. Listen to me.
Okay.
Stand on your mark, and when I yell action, then you do the action and hit the piñata.
What about my line?
Also say your line.
Okay, so on action, say my line.
On action, say your line and do the action. And boy, oh boy, you'll be a pinata boy.
All right.
Boy, oh boy, yeah. You'll be a pinata boy. Action.
shit. Sorry, can I do it again?
Yeah, what did you not like about that one?
That I missed the piñata.
Oh, I wasn't watching. I was just listening to how good it was. But listen, I'm really singing for this next one. Boy, oh boy. Yeah. The piñata boy. Yeah. Boy, oh boy. You'll be a great piñata boy. Take two, action.
I can't wait for the candy to come out. Swing.
Oh boy, you hit the camera. Okay, hold cut. We gotta, can we fly in a new camera?
New camera flying in.
Oh, thank you, Philippe.
His name is Philippe, too.
Yeah, why?
Okay.
That is the boy's name, sir.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. Two Philippes.
Yeah.
Wait, Philippe, you're an actor, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hold on. Philippe, would you mind giving your headband to this other Philippe right here?
Wait, why?
Well, because I saw that headband fall down over your eyes, and I thought, this person should be playing an ostrich in this movie.
An not ostrich?
An ostrich.
Wait. I'm sorry. You thought it was a head... In the game, you are blindfolded.
Yes, exactly. But the way he is holding that bat, if he put it down or put his bat behind his back, he'd be an ostrich.
Yeah, he would be a hostage.
Wait, so you want me to hand this?
I'm saying, boy, oh boy, other Philippe will be piñata boy. But don't,
boy, oh boy, I'm the piñata boy.
And then you will be a different part in the same movie.
Will I still have a line?
Yes, you will still. Okay, so you go over here, sit in this chair.
Okay.
Put your hands behind your back.
Okay.
Your line is, boy, oh boy, I can't wait for this candy to come out.
As a hostage?
Wait, action! Oh, sorry, the backstory is Candy is this secret agent who is coming to rescue for you, and you know she is coming, and you cannot wait for her to come, but you call her The Candy, because that's her agent code name is The Candy.
Okay,
and she's in
the
closet right
here.
Boy, oh boy, I can't wait for The Candy to come out.
Okay.
All right. 5, 6, 7, 8, action!
Boy, oh boy!
Very good.
Boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy.
Yes, very, 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 very good. Oh, can I fly in a water bottle for me?
Flying in this water bottle.
Thank you, female Philippe. Oh, female Philippe.
Yes?
Could you do me a favor?
You can just call me Philippe.
Yeah, oh, sure. I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew you were a different person. Okay, yeah, good, Philippe. Could you put this headband over your eyes real quick?
Oh, sure.
Could you sit in this chair real quick?
You got it.
You will be the new ostrich.
Wait, what about me?
Well, hold on, because I need you to play the rock star that also is in this movie.
Wait, so we need two more headbands.
Why?
Well, so that we're all wearing them.
Well, I don't need to film them all at the same time.
Okay, but you need us to all say our line at the same time.
Yes. Oh, I guess I do. Can I fly in two more headbands?
Flying in!
Oh, thank you, Philippe Twins. Oh, hold on, Philippe Twins.
Yes?
Could you put these headbands over your, not just your forehead? Oh, you will be a wonderful rocker.
Wait, what about me?
Can you unroll the headband and put it just around your mouth so you are some sort of wild, wild west villain?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, now you will be on this horse over here.
Okay.
And I want you to be sitting on the horse. Can we get him up on the horse?
Flying in a horse.
And you're waiting for the sheriff of this town to come out so you can shoot him with your gun.
And what's my line?
Well, in this town, the sheriff is not called a sheriff. He is called a candy. So you say, boy, oh boy, I can't wait for the candy to come out. But there's a real, like, villainous way. Does that make sense?
Got it.
Okay. 5, 6, 7, 8, action.
Boy, oh boy.
That's a wrap on the world's greatest movie ever!
Wow!
Philippe, I'm taking you out of that picture. It's trash. It's below you.
What?
You can't be in that picture. It's awful. What was happening in that scene?
It was so fun.
It was
fun. I played one part, then I ended up playing another part, and then another part, and then I played my dream role. I told you about that, Mama. Right before I go to bed.
You got to finally become a bandit?
Yeah, I got to play a bandit on a horse.
I guess
saying that a sheriff...
Named Candy.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him. I was a bad guy. I've always wanted to play a bad guy.
I don't know, Philippe. It feels like it was very muddled and sort of thrown together and wasn't worth your talent.
It was thought through.
You believe in it?
I feel it.
All right. Well, listen, I trust you as your manager, but I'm going to give you some boundaries as your mother.
Okay.
Never let them take advantage of you like that again.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say never not listen to your manager.
Oh, no. That would be convoluted.
Okay.
I think, sweetheart, it's time for me to tell you what happened on the set of Pants.
It was your last movie.
It was my last picture, and it was the time I said, goodbye, Hollywood, farewell. Boom, boom goes the dynamite as I explode my career.
All right, Mrs. Moving Picture. I'm sorry, Miss Moving Picture. We're about ready to shoot the final shot on this Pants. It's been such an honor to work with you.
And you. But I have a question, John. Why is Katharine Hepburn here?
Well, she's...
It's me, Katharine Hepburn, and I'm playing the left leg of the pants.
Yes, Katharine is playing half of the pants, Violet. It's...
But I've been the only pair of pants this whole time. Why would you take this from me?
The network had some notes. They come from way up the line, and Hepburn's what people want to see.
But I was the pants. I was the pants.
This moving picture, we just watched all of the takes, and as we watched the footage, we realized that we kind of made a mistake, because your wardrobe is just you in half of a pants, and the other half is flopping around, and as you act in one half of the pants, the other half just drags on the ground.
But
feel the Katharine Hepburn.
They needed more help for you. Burn!
Sick burn from Katharine Hepburn.
And so, my son, that lesson I hope you learn, so you never have your own Katharine Hepburn.
I mean, now that I think back to that whole production of the Pinata Boy thing, the director kept bringing in more and more people, so it was exactly like the Katharine Hepburn thing, but just more people.
And maybe you're stronger than me, Philippe, that you could handle it, but, you know, a star sometimes is only as good as their ego is intact. I think that made sense.
Yeah. I had to share the spotlight with at least 14 other people. You had to share it with one.
Oh, I'm proud of you, son, but I'm disappointed in you, star.
Huh?
You know, you gotta be a little more hungry as a star.
Okay.
You gotta put out your elbows and stick out your chest and say, this is Philippe's. Not you, Philippe, me, Philippe.
Yeah,
not you, Philippe, me, Philippe.
Not female Philippe.
And not you, Philippe twin, me, Philippe. Otherwise, you might as well be on radio.
What did you say?
I said...
Sorry, I was hiding in this dark corner of this room.
How do you know if you were hiding?
Well, I...
Sick, what? Catherine Hepburn.
What do you mean?
Because you're blind. Like,
how did you know you were hiding?
Are you implying that a blind person is incapable of hiding?
I don't think they...
I think he just wanted to know.
Was
how did
it
you
accidentally
know?
Accidentally hiding. I was purposefully hiding.
How did you know that we couldn't see you?
I asked Ryan and Lochte if I could be seen, and they said no. Did they lie?
No, we didn't lie, boss.
Nah,
are we?
Am I hiding right now?
Well, not
this
now.
Guy, I'm hiding. No. Now I'm out. I've revealed myself. I'm no longer hiding.
Just
Michael Phelps will hide no longer.
Yeah, you're right, boss.
Long, long arms.
You're right, boss. You were hiding before, you're not hiding anymore.
Okay,
And me and Ryan were kind of hiding too, but we were like not as good because we were just wearing lampshades on our heads.
Yeah, we were wearing lampshades. Two lamps this close together is impossible.
Yeah, what a design flaw.
They knew it was us. You guys knew it was us?
I suspected, but I thought...
I was like, what are those two lamps doing so close together?
Oh, Lime Boy, you're still... Oh, I forgot you.
Yeah, you walked into the room and we were watching movies together, so I've been
and
here.
Then I told a story, so you just listened to
I
it.
I love listening. Oh, man, I love you so much as like a movie star. It was a real thrill to hear you talk about... Shut up. Who's this guy? Shut up. Someone here. Give me this. What is that, lime? Here, I'm going to force down his throat.
Don't kill him. Mr. Phelps, don't kill him. That's my friend.
Oh, it's all right. I have dealt with this before.
Wait, but what were you talking about, Mr. Phelps, before we didn't realize you were there?
I was talking about you guys have a problem to which audio is the perfect answer. You don't want to share screen time with anyone.
That's right.
You don't have to if there's no screen. Don't you know that in an audio medium, you can play more people than are actually physically present in the room?
You
don't have to share parts with anyone.
And are you saying...
Well, it's like rude if you don't share time with anyone. No, you don't have to share with anyone. You can do it all by yourself. I'm sorry, Violet, what were you saying?
I don't know, it seemed appropriate that you talked through it. I was saying, like, there'd be more opportunities for me who's perhaps a little less easy to cast. I could find my own voice again on radio.
Oh, for sure, you could do whatever you want, because, first of all, you're not limited by your physical appearance. You can play men, or animals, or dogs, or cats, or animals, or dogs.
Really? I can play all three of those things?
Yeah, sure, let me see your headshot.
You could be multiple things at even one time?
Yeah, you could be crazy. You could be so... The possibility is endless. Talking animals. Talking things.
Really?
Really.
On my composite, I've only got 16 things. I can do more than 16
you
things?
You can do more. These 16 things. I mean, look. There are things you can be that you couldn't make a costume for. You couldn't even take a headshot as, for example, an electric door. But you could be an electric door. And people would believe it, oh so fast. That's the power of radio and the power of a podcast.
Hey, wow. What's an electric door?
Okay, you know how you go up to a Safeway like a grocery store.
Oh, yes.
And you're like, hey, I didn't even open this. Who opened this door? It's an electric door!
Yo, boss!
Yeah.
You know, I just have to ask, are you sure that door was electric? Or you could just not see the nice person doing your task?
That's a good point. As a blind person, automatic doors could have been actual electric doors, and it could have just been polite people opening doors.
And to be totally honest, boss, we always open the door for you, so you never feel the door.
Are you telling me that in all the places that we've gone, I have never been through an automatic door before?
No, I kind of make a sound of a door.
Yeah, I could. You do it again.
And I kind of blow on your face like this.
Okay, but you could play a thing that I've definitely been part of. You could be in an elevator that goes up. You could be an elevator, just like when you get in an elevator and you feel that real tight hug around your waist. And then you're like, oh boy, I'm in an elevator.
Yeah, boss.
Can we tell you something real quick?
What?
That's just us carrying you up the stairs.
Wait, what?
But we make the ding sound so you don't feel like you're taking advantage of us.
Are you telling me that when you press the button of an elevator, it doesn't go, thank you for pressing floor number 6?
No. That's my nose.
Okay, well, the point is, you can be anything, even things that a person could never be. For example, you could be a saxophone.
You could be a saxophone. My boss, you've never heard one of those.
What are you talking about? I'm great at playing saxophone.
I'm sorry. No, you're not. Yeah.
What?
We give you a big zucchini. Doodly doodly do.
No, no, it's definitely a saxophone. It's just a big smooth thing that you tap on the sides, and then people go doodly do. Now that I say it out loud, I see what's going on. The point is, in a podcast, you can be anything if you do it in a podcast. Just do it auto.
It's not the kind of thing that you would like to do. Then I will do it, yes. And sometimes it'll be the best. If you can still build up your fandom by being a frequent guest, you can do it on a podcast.
Do it on a podcast. And I've changed my business model so there will be no hate. Why did you bring me behind this bush?
I gotta tell you about a great new show called Gossip!
Ah!
That's now from Stitcher.
Okay.
Gossip! Okay. Is the first ever comedic soap opera podcast, and it's created by actor-comedian Alison Raskin.
Wait, is she also the New York Best Times? Wait, Alison as in also the New York Times best-selling author and co-creator of the Just Between Us YouTube channel?
Yeah, that's right. In Gossip, three unlikely friends, Valerie, Mia, and Bethany, meet each other at the Golden Cup Coffee Corner to dish about the latest rumors floating around their not-so-traditional suburban town, Golden Acres.
Wait, is there going to be infidelity?
Yep.
Is there going to be epic fights?
Yep.
Crazy sisters?
Yep.
Former bachelorettes?
Yeah.
Girls going missing?
Yeah.
Murder?
Yes.
What about a serial killer priest?
Yes, it's like all of your favorite shows you like to binge on Netflix put into one, and they're going to gossip about it. If you're a fan of shows like Jane the Virgin, Desperate Housewives, or Big Little Lies, you'll love Gossip!
Do they have special appearances from Earwolf favorites?
Yeah.
What about John Gabris?
Heard of him, yes.
What about Tawny Newsom?
Love her, yes.
Ugh, you gotta get it.
Get in on the rumors now, before you're left out.
Shh. Listen to episodes 1 and 2 of Gossip! Now on Apple Pod. It's better when you do it.
No, it was great when you did
when
it.
When you do it.
Listen to episodes 1 and 2 of Gossip! Now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your shows. Shh. Gossip.
Gossip.
Yay!
We did it!
Eugene, so fun and so great.
Yeah.
I have not laughed that much during a recording in a very long
time. Yeah, uh-oh, whoopsies, sorry.
Oh, whoops.
Lots of laughs.
Yeah.
So, Eugene, you
yes.
have a wonderful podcast,
mm-hmm, the Dumbbells. Mm-hmm.
Where you talk through.
Yeah, me and Ryan Stanger talk about like health and fitness stuff and just kind of joke around with a bunch of friends.
Yeah, get into it. It's good. Go listen to it. We're going to kind of like leech off of your content.
Cool.
We're going to do
it's a sweet homage.
A sweet homage is a better way of saying it. We're going to be parasites and suck
yes.
the lifeblood of your
yeah. love it.
Your
love
well-being.
It.
No, this is a segment that we've done before that came from a guest, Labricky, and thank you so much. It is called Rap Alphabet. Everyone is going to do a couplet and that starts with like basically the sequential letters of the alphabet, A, B,
cool.
C, all the way to Z, and we're going to do it basically like fitness workout theme.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
a sick beat from Dana and Scott.
Ooh.
yeah, getting fit. Oh yeah.
All about doing reps at the gym every day, cause I gotta get fit. Barbells in my hands left and right, cause you know that metal is the shit.
Cause you know I'm out here and I gotta work on my butt. Doing it the same times a week because feeling a hot habit is rod.
Every round starts with a single rep, that's one. Find out what's the best for you, find out what's the magic one.
Gatorade in my hand, no doubt, cause you know I'm trying to stay quenched. Heavy weights when I lift that shit, cause you know that my butt is clenched.
I look in the mirror and I wanna see that person staring back at me. Jessica Butt on version 2.0, one who is fit and knows how to flow.
Kip those pull-ups up or just do them strict as hell. Lift hard, watch your mouth, make it go to smells.
Maximum weight in my hands right now, my arm fucking hurt a lot. No throwing the weights on the ground when you're done, cause that is really not a good thing to do. At the gym! Yeah!
Yep.
At the gym!
Oh, quads! I'm coming for you cause leg day I never skip. Ripping up my arms, you know my arms, they are mad ripped.
Oh, did we skip? Oh, in the middle? Maybe we did, oh shit. Maybe push-ups will be better and get you back with it.
My queen-size mattress, I put it around. That was the letter Q. Queen-size mattress, I push it around. Really? That's how I do.
Seriously, I also pair this with good eating habits, yes. Take it to the extreme in your diet, that's where it's the best.
Unicorns are great, but they don't work out except their legs. Oh, shit. What?
What? Wait, it's really, really hard to lift. It's really hard to lift, no doubt. Xylophones are also really hard to lift, but if you push them, you can figure it out.
You know I love xylophones, I'm always mad lifting, you know I'm lifting for that. I only lift when zebras are around.
Whoa, at the gym! Whoa, at the gym! Lifting shit at the gym! Hey!
I got confused about our circle, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay, we got all of the letters.
We hit
some
a couple
point,
twice. Yeah.
Some of them we did multiple times.
You know, you gotta like, sometimes you gotta like have someone spot you in the gym. And sometimes you gotta have some people spot you in your rhymes.
You gotta have someone spot you in your rhymes. Cause you don't wanna lift a rhyme that's too heavy. All of a sudden, you just heard a disc in your back and you're never gonna, it's gonna be months before you can rap again.
Don't hurt yourself. I have a question. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
No, it's great.
Are you just always sore? Because here's my problem with working out. is you're sore, and I hate it. So then, like, are you just always sore?
No. You'll get over it.
I will?
Yeah. You're just not going enough.
I just don't believe it, because then I'm like, okay, I'll just get better and keep pushing it. I'm just always going to be sore. This is my new normal. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate getting out of in and out of my car when I'm sore.
And you'll start to feel... Well, you need to stop
that
not working
out. That sounds like pain.
Out.
Yeah. That sounds like pain.
No, but just when you work out, you go from zero to, like, so hard.
It's true.
That you show up the next day and it's like, and now I can't walk and I'll never walk again.
It's true. Sorry. I just... that was just a real
Done.
Question.
It's very good. Eugene, where can the people find you?
You can find me at the Dumbbells Podcast. You can find me at Huge Cordero on like social media stuff.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Scott Passarella on the piano. Thank you, Dana on the drums. Thank you, Earwolf, for letting us do this. Guys, if you want to share the word on the show, use the hashtag OffBookPod. We really appreciate it. We really appreciate it if you subscribe and leave reviews and do all that stuff.
Tell a friend to subscribe if they haven't.
Tell a friend to subscribe. It's very easy to go on that iTunes thing and hit the...
It's such a quick little button.
It's so quick.
And as we say at the end of every podcast... If your name is Philippe,
fall asleep and count some sheep. Beep, beep.
Bye.